The federal government will start limiting the number of halibut charter boats in Alaska next year. The National Marine Fisheries Service yesterday announced it will require the charter operators to obtain a federal permit. KRBD's Deanna Garrison reports.
The National Marine Fisheries Service says the new limited entry program is meant to stabilize the growing southeast and south central halibut charter fishing sector, which has exceeded federal guideline harvest levels for several years. Rachel Baker is a fisheries analyst with NIMS.
The number of vessels that had participated in recent years, really since about 2004, had increased. There had been sort of a gradual increase, and so the intent was to limit the number of vessels that could participate in order to sort of limit that growth.
The program will require the charter businesses to obtain a permit from NIMS during a one-time 60-day application period. NIMS has not yet set that schedule, but the agency says it could begin as soon as next month. In order to qualify, Baker says an individual or business will need to have conducted documented charters in certain years.
The first qualification period is 2004 or 2005. Participation would be required in one of those years. The applicant will be able to select which one based on their individual participation. And then the second qualification period is 2008.
NIMS estimates that some 43% of the southeast halibut charter fleet and 34% of south central halibut charter businesses would not qualify for the permit. NIMS projects it will issue around 502 permits for the southeast region and another 418 for south central. Baker says NIMS estimates there would still be enough halibut charter operators to meet current angler demand and maybe allow for some future growth.
We don't think, based on what we've seen, that this limited access program would by itself reduce charter halibut harvest.
Not unexpectedly, the limited entry program is garnering mixed reviews from the commercial and charter fleets, which have been engaged in a long-standing debate over halibut catches. John Blair is the executive director of the Southeast Alaska Guides Organization, SEAGO. Blair says a charter fleet has been unfairly blamed for declining halibut numbers in Alaska.
This plan was implemented in response to accusations of out-of-control charter growth, when in fact, for the past 3 years, actually since 2006, industry participation by the guided charter industry has been flat, and certainly in 2009 we saw a dramatic decrease. Frankly, we caught 50% fewer fish than the year before.
Between the one halibut bag limit imposed last summer in Southeast and the limited entry system, Blair says the halibut charter industry has been hit hard by new federal regulations.
Well, this is quite frankly yet another one of the death by a thousand cuts initiatives that we can point our fingers to. No single initiative on its own has been the proverbial final nail. However, cumulatively, the impact has been dire.
Both the charter and commercial industries had expected the limited entry program to be implemented this year. Jeff Shelton has worked as a commercial halibut fisherman for 50 years. He says a limited entry system for the halibut charter fleet is necessary and long past due.
For the last 5 years, the council has attempted to establish a limit on the catch from the charter fleet without actively controlling permits or anything else. And those efforts have been for naught because the catch in the charter fleet has exceeded the council's recommendations and the council's levels significantly every year.
And those charter overages have been a source of frustration for Southeast longliners like Shelton, who have seen their catch limits drop by more than 50% in the last few years. Details of the new limited entry program for the halibut charter industry are available online at alaskafisheries.noaa.gov. In Ketchikan, I'm Deanna Garrison.